particular, that means Watson. That drops down to 11.6, which would be 25th in the league. Not only that, their explosive rush rate, 12 yards or more on the ground. When Watson and Love are on the field, 12.5%. That is also first in the NFL. When they're all, one of them's off the field, that drops down to 7.4, and that's 20th. The Christian Watson loss has to be overcome today. I don't know how you do it. You do it collectively. Your team is the one that's on the field. But that was the most significant play in last weekend's game against the Bears. A lot of people got hung up on what happened late. The Watson injury is significant. Green Bay, to overcome that today, it'll take a heck of an effort.
Do you have a prediction?
28-27 Green Bay.
You know, the thing of it is, James, too,
that. We've been waiting on that, Mike.
I know.
Jair Alexander's absence is huge, too, because the Eagles have very talented wide receivers. But, James, the floor is yours.
Mike, we still waiting on your prediction.
No, I got it, James. I told you. Don't be copying me now.
I'm messing with you, man. Our quarterback is better. Our coach is good. Defensively, I have a really good defense. Run game, we have a really good run game. I like the Green Bay Packers in this football game, 31-28. I believe our quarterback plays better than their quarterback, and he makes the throws that we are used to seeing, but he makes them extremely consistent today. I think he makes a couple plays with his legs today, and I think we see a heavy dose of Josh Jacobs. I like the Green Bay Packers in this one right here, 31-28. The Green Bay Packers win this football game, and I'll be talking to you guys next week in Detroit.
Let's go.
You know, I find it interesting and a little bit scary. That my prediction of 34-31 Packers was so close to James. That is very scary to me because James is always...
Usually by 14 or more.
You know, he's calling this one tight. So what do you think, James?
That mean we on to something today. I'm really giving the Philadelphia Eagles some respect, man. They are a really good football team. I think we are a football team, too. I think our quarterback is better. But I'm just giving them some respect because they've earned that in the way they play football this year. But so I ain't want to say we win by 21, but you know I'm thinking it.
It's going final in Buffalo, 31-7 Bills. So as we've talked about on the show, Buffalo advances to face Baltimore in the next round. I'm curious, James. Do you think that Nick Sirianni this week brought up the fact that the Packers won last year in Dallas as some kind of, hey, we can't take these guys lightly?
No, I think that's all ready to be said. Man. One thing I was trying to get a lot of and is, yes, we've lost some games this year to some really good opponents, but we are a really good football team, man. And you should be really scared because if the Packers turn it on and play their best football, this game is going to be really, really close. And I think Nick Sirianni knows the talent that's over there. He knows that this team did go into Dallas. So, you know, you got to understand. And not only that, we played you week one. So, yeah, we came out of there with a dub, but it wasn't like you guys just beat us down. They know the game was close. They know they gave up over 400 yards in total offense. So they know that this is going to be a tough game, and it's always hard to beat somebody twice in one year, especially non-divisional.
I would say this, Mike, and I'm just stating a fact here. I'm not trying to be negative. Home teams are 3-0 so far in the playoffs, and all of those games have been decided by at least two touchdowns.
Yeah, it's been chalk, and it was chalk a year ago with the exception of one game, and that was Green Bay at Dallas. So in the AFC, it's 1-2-3-4 in the divisional round, and we haven't played an NFC game yet. So let's go get the first one out of the way, and then we can sit back and enjoy, knowing that you're going to Detroit, you can enjoy what happens tonight in Tampa. You can enjoy what happens tomorrow night in Glendale. Go ahead and get this one. I've said all along, listen, 2 weeks ago, all the national pundits were saying about the Packers, they were saying, this is a team you don't want coming to your town in the wild card round. I still think that that's the team that will show up today. It's a team you don't want coming to your town. Let's see if the Packers can fulfill that.
James, we talked about the Vikings game. We did not really talk about Washington and Tampa Bay. What do you think of that one?
I mean, I like Tampa Bay in that game. I think Tampa Bay plays really good defense. Baker Mayfield, 40-plus touchdowns this year. He's playing at a really good level. The young rookie quarterback of Jaden Daniels is going on the road. But I just think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are a better team right now, especially defensively. And I think they'll make it really, really hard on Jaden.
James said something earlier in the show, Mike, that I thought was interesting, and it's hard to argue. Quarterbacks win you playoff games. I think it's fair to say that Jordan Love has not been playing like he did down the stretch last year, where he was terrific. He hasn't been horrible, but, you know, he hasn't been up to that standard. You need him to be very good today.
Jordan Love and the Packers have reflected one another this year. The Packers have been good, not great. Jordan Love has been good, not great. In order to win today, both need to elevate to great. They did a year ago in that opening round in Dallas, but Jordan Love had a number of games last year in which he was great. I think you could argue this year that his ceiling has been really good. I don't know that he's had great moments. Let's hope that one of them is saved for today, because if he's great, Packers are going to win in Philadelphia.
James, in about 30 seconds, why will the Packers pull off the upset today?
Same dude we've been talking about all show, and that's Jordan Love. That's Jordan Love being the best player on the football field. That's Jordan Love making all the right decisions, making all the right throws. Even through these ups and these downs, the one positive out of these last probably eight games is he's been taking care of the football. Take care of the football today. Go out here, deliver, be the best player on the football field, even if that means use your legs, man. He's an athletic dude. Even if that means use your legs, and let's go out here and be the best quarterback on. If he's that, the Packers win.
James and Mike, thank you. The Matt LaFleur Show is next, sponsored by Construction Business Group. Construction Business Group, operating engineers and contractors, teaming up to build Wisconsin together. Learn more at join139.com. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Packers fans, ready for some game day excitement? Next time you're at Lambeau, stop by the American Family Insurance Title Townhouse and experience the thrill of making a game-saving play with our interactive Protect the End Zone game. Don't miss out on all the amazing giveaways. From exclusive Packers merch to special prizes, there's something for everyone. Visit us at Title Town to make your game day unforgettable. For more info, check out amfam.com/Packers.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
The Miller Brewing Company would like to issue a correction. Miller Lite is brewed to be less filling. What are you doing here?
Miller Lite tastes great.
Look, I'm just reading the script. It says less filling.
That's not what my script says.
Well, mine says...
We'd like to apologize for the previous announcers. Miller Lite is in fact less filling and tastes great. Time to shine, legal guy.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer. 96 calories and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Want to test your Packers knowledge? Look no further than Packers Predict, powered by Senex. Packers Predict is a free interactive game where fans can win weekly cash prizes and more just by answering a few questions about the Packers' upcoming game. Throughout the season, players are eligible for weekly prizes. And at the end, the player with the most points will win $2,000 cash and a trip to a home game next season. Packers Predict is completely free to play. Visit Packers.com/predict or download the Packers app to start playing today.
For 48 straight years, Ford F-Series have been the best-selling trucks in America. We got here by engineering breakthrough technology, redefining built Ford tough, and never settling for second best. But what's really made Ford F-Series the number one selling trucks in America is you. Ford F-Series, built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2024 calendar year total sales.
We know what the winning formula is around here, and it's taking it day by day, one game at a time.
Packers Preview continues with the Matt LaFleur Show.
The sport is the ultimate team game. You need all 11 out there playing as one.
Presented by Construction Business Group and Operating Engineers Local 139.
Watch this team come together, and we'll see where we're at.
Now, here's Wayne Larrabee with the head coach of the Packers on the Packers Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. This is Wayne Larrabee with the head coach of the Packers, Matt LaFleur. It's the wild card round of the playoffs here at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. The Packers take on the second-seeded Eagles. And Matt, there's so much talk this week about schemes, Vic Fangio's scheme, your scheme, back and forth. Let me ask you something just in general. What percentage of success is scheme, and what percentage is players, in your opinion?
Well, I always divert to the players, and if you don't have players, it doesn't matter what kind of scheme you're running. So ultimately, this is a player's game. I do think scheme matters in terms of trying to just set yourself up for the best success possible and in terms of like the probability of having success on a play, but this game is about the players.
And regardless of the scheme, you have to have players to fit that scheme, correct?
No doubt about it, and I think both teams have plenty of players.
Indeed they do. Hey, let me ask you something about this team coming into this game. And I know you don't like to do comparisons to last year. It's a different journey. I get it. But last year coming in on 3 wins in a row, this year coming in on 2 losses in a row. Is the vibe, the dynamic different with this team?
No. I think once you get to this time of the year, it really doesn't matter. What has happened has no bearing on what's going to happen moving forward. But we're fortunate to be in the spot and to have an opportunity to play in the postseason. We've had a competitive schedule, and I think one that's prepared us well for the postseason.
Played the Eagles way back when, start of the season, far away, by the way. Do you take much from that game?
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot to take from that game in terms of just capitalizing and maximizing opportunities. You know, we had 3 takeaways in that game and really struggled down in the red area, had way too many penalties that set us back and had to settle for field goals. And once you get down there, both sides of the ball, you got to be great in that area. And when you're on offense, converting 7 instead of 3, and conversely on the defensive side, keeping out of the end zone. And, I mean, those are 4-point plays.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll go into this game without Christian Watson, the deep threat. And again, whether he catches the ball or not in a game, his presence makes a difference. How do you compensate for that, Matt, without getting too much into your X's and O's or strategy for today's game?
Well, we have confidence in the other guys. Obviously, it's hard to replace a guy of Christian's caliber, just the sheer size and speed, athleticism that he possesses and brings to our team. But those guys have always answered the bell, whether it's Bo Melton, Malik Heath. We're going to have to lean heavily on Rome and Wicks and Jay Reed. So all those guys are going to get their fair share of targets.
Your offense coming down the stretch, Matt, doesn't seem to be hitting on all cylinders, but nonetheless, certainly you have the ground game to rely on when the passing game's not quite there. Give me your thoughts on the offense coming into this playoff season.
Yeah, I think we've done a lot of great things. I mean, you go back to the last week of the regular season, we played half the game without our starting quarterback and really without Josh Jacobs. So that's a big part of your offense right there. Game prior in Minnesota, we just got off to a slow start, and that's what that defense tends to put you in some tough situations. But really, it doesn't matter. I've got a lot of confidence in our guys. I think they have a lot of confidence. Had a great week of preparation, great weeks of practice, going out there and executing. So I'm excited, and it's a great challenge. This is the number one defense in the league for a reason, because they got a lot of great players and great scheme, and they play well together.
You mentioned the scheme is one of the toughest you go against. Vic Fangio, tell me why.
I just think he does a lot of different things that complement one another well, whether it's with their coverages. You never know if they want to play shell, which side they're going to cloud. They make their 3 deep look like their shell coverages, and then their front variation in terms of being able to jump in and out of different fronts. It puts a lot of stress on you offensively. I don't think it's overly complicated, but it just marries well, and then they got the players that make it difficult.
Back with more with Coach LaFleur after these messages. You're listening to Packers Football.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Matt LaFleur Show is brought to you by Construction Business Group and Operating Engineers, Local 139.
Touchdown!
On the Packers Radio Network.
Wayne Larrabee with the head coach of the Packers, Matt LaFleur. The Eagles are 14-3, and a big reason why is Saquon Barkley. Matt, what makes him such a difficult back? What trait best exemplifies what you're going up against?
Well, there's no trait that he doesn't have. So he's big. He can play physical. He can stick his foot in the ground. He can make you miss. He can run you over. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. So this guy is the complete package. Obviously, running behind one of the premier offensive lines in the league, 2,000-yard rusher. Then he makes a ton of plays out of the backfield as well. He hurt us week one, catching a rail route out of the backfield for a touchdown. But I'm confident in our defense. I think our defense has done a really good job throughout the course of the season, and we've gotten better as the seasons went along in terms of stopping the ground game, and it's going to be a great challenge for us. Obviously, they got weapons on the perimeter too, with A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert. So, like, this is a pretty complete football team, but I think our guys they're excited for this challenge.
I know what you're planning for. Do you know what to expect from Jalen Hurts, who's been off a couple of weeks due to a concussion?
Yeah, I think he's going to go out there and play his game. I think that's what they do. And, yeah, it'll be interesting how they deploy their attack and if they change anything up with him not being available the last 3 weeks.
Defensively, we mentioned their scheme. But, you know, one of the players that jumped out at me as I went back and watched the tape of the first game, Zach Bond. He's a guy who was a special teams guy in New Orleans, as you know, and he has fit this scheme at an all-pro level. Tell me about him and how he's featured in this scheme.
It's just them putting him in a great position and him going out there and making plays. That's as simple as it is. I think he's a smart football player. He's instinctive. He sees things. And he plays 100 miles an hour, and he's very effective.
Matt, you have always said it's all about the ball and the turnover margin. You got turnovers early in the ball game against this team. As you mentioned, unable to convert to touchdowns, but the field goals. In the playoffs, number one, importance of turnovers. Number two, what you do with them might be just as important as getting them, right?
Oh, absolutely. We got to convert those into 6 points. And then, you know, I think the ball is going to be obviously pivotal. It always is, especially when you're matching up with two really good teams. So we got to do a great job offensively taking care of it and find a way to get it out, whether it's on our coverage units or on defense.
Matt, you know, teams are able to overcome a slow start, but in your case, with your young team on the road at a playoff game like this, how imperative is it for you to get off to a quick start in today's game?
Well, I think it's important, but I don't think it's everything. I think you got to play each play as its own and continue to fight for four quarters and, you know, just let the chips fall where they may. I got a lot of confidence going into this. We know it's a tough task, but we are absolutely excited about this opportunity.
Good luck, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you, Wayne.
Stay tuned. The coin toss and the opening kickoff is coming up. The Matt LaFleur Show is sponsored by Construction Business Group, operating engineers and contractors. This is the Packers Radio Network.
On the football field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join our team today at join139.com.
Whether you're an artist playing accountant, a barista trying to be a bean counter, or a student just looking to get started, the UW Credit Union app lets you be free to be you with free credit scores, free online bill pay, and the ability to send money to friends. Because with fewer fees, you can do more of what you love. UW Credit Union, here for every you. Join today at uwcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
LIUNA members construct Wisconsin's infrastructure that grows our state's economy. Roads, bridges, sewer and water lines. Energy infrastructure, including renewable energy projects and building projects like historic Lambeau Field. A union with over 900 contractor partners, LIUNA Wisconsin members meet contractors' demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. All while earning great union wages, health care, and a pension. Feel the power of a career building Wisconsin's infrastructure as a member of Wisconsin's Laborers District Council. Learn more at LIUNAWisconsin.org. LIUNA Wisconsin.
.org. There he goes, 20, 15, 10, 5. He leaps into the end zone for the dagger.
The Packers defense finally gets the stop. And there is your dagger.
Packers Radio is sponsored by American Family Insurance, Miller Lite. Great taste and only 96 calories. Tastes like Miller time. Pick and save. Network Health, your local Bryant Heating and Cooling dealer. Software One, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, your local Chevy dealer, Fox Communities Credit Union, Provea Health, Construction Business Group, and Wisconsin Operating Engineers, Local 139, UP and Abraham. Tell them you mean business. Quick Trip, Wisconsin Dental Association, Steinhoffels, U.S. Cellular, the official wireless partner of the Green Bay Packers, Ascension Wisconsin, Rural Mutual Insurance, Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, Manitou, handling your work. Baird, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, West Bend, The Silver Lining, Cousin Subs, Security Health Plan of Wisconsin, UW Credit Union, here for every you, Menards, save big money at Menards, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, Sargento, Great Clips, your Wisconsin Toyota dealers, and Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on the Packers Radio Network.
Welcome to Lincoln Financial Field in South Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Along with Larry McCarron and John Kuhn and our entire game day crew, Wayne Larrabee wishing you all the best this playoff season. The Packers are in the playoffs for the 37th time in franchise history. That breaks a tie with Dallas for most postseason berths in NFL history. And the Packers have made the postseason in 13 of the last 16 years, most in the NFL. This is is also the Packers' 33rd season with 10-plus wins in franchise history. That's the most in the NFL. Green Bay 11-6, coming off back-to-back losses, however, at Minnesota and to Chicago. The Philadelphia Eagles are 13-4, NFC East champions. The Eagles started the season with a victory over the Packers in Brazil. So we've gone from South America to South Philadelphia in this almost five-month stretch of NFL football, and the Packers start the playoffs against the team they start the season against. The Eagles stumbled early on this season after beating the Packers. They went 2-2 through the first month of the campaign, then finished by winning 12 of their last 13 games, including a 10-game winning streak before falling at Washington 36-33 December 22nd. That score down in Sao Paulo, Brazil on opening night of the season, the Eagles, in a good one against the Packers, a back-and-forth game, were able to escape with a 34-29 victory over the Packers. So here we are in the playoffs again. Green Bay is the seventh seed, Philadelphia the number two seed. Same scenario a season ago in a different city. It was the Dallas Cowboys, who were 12-5, coming into that game with the number two seed in the NFC, and the Packers, a nine-win team, coming in at 9-8, the number seven seed, and the Packers responded with one of their best games of the season in blowing out the Cowboys in Dallas. This game tonight, as you take a look at the matchup, two top 10 offenses, two top 10 defenses. And in Philadelphia, when we say top 10 defense, we're talking the best. Second in points allowed. Number one, allowing just 278 yards a game. The only defense this season to allow fewer than 310 yards per game. They're only 10th against the run, but they're number one against the pass. As far as the Packers defensively, much improved unit from what the one they were fielding back in Sao Paulo. Sixth in points allowed at 19.8. Fifth overall in yards. Seventh against the run, which will be a huge factor in this ball game here today as the Eagles bring the talents of Saquon Barkley to the table. Only the eighth person in NFL history to rush for 2,000 yards in a season. The Packers 13th against the pass, and they hope to get a pass rush here today. They'll need to against Jalen Hurts and a high-powered Philadelphia passing attack. So it's the Packers and the Eagles. Number two seed Philadelphia, number seven seeded Green Bay. The wild card round of the playoffs is coming up. Packers Radio, presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because we know whether it's a new home or a new car, you've worked hard to achieve your dreams, and we work hard to protect them so you can enjoy the utmost peace of mind. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Think you know all the Lambeau Field atrium has to offer? Think again. Shop, eat, meet, greet, see, look, leap, love, learn, laugh, share, experience. From Lambeau Field tours to the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame, from the Packers Pro Shop to 1919 Kitchen and Tap, even holding company meetings to hosting special events. Take it all in. Go all out. Experience the energy and vibe only the Lambeau Field atrium can offer. Visit Packers.com to learn more.
Here in Green Bay, we love a great game. The thrill of a big hit, a huge score. Nobody loves winning more. But in order to win, it got to get in the game. And for us, there's only one place to play, Oneida Casino Hotel. Whether it's doubling down on a solid hand or trying your luck on big-name slots, Oneida's got the action, plus great places to eat. And after all the excitement, a comfortable full-service hotel to unwind. In Green Bay, winners stay and play at Oneida Casino Hotel, official casino hotel of the Green Bay Packers. Gamble responsibly.
New Happy Thursday Spiked Refreshers, a non-carbonated refresher with alcohol for weekend flavor any day of the week. Like when you get a case of the Mondays, swap it for the bright fruit flavors of Happy Thursday. Or when Tuesday needs a tune-up, look forward to Happy Thursday. And by Wednesday, you're already halfway there. So drink in the weekend flavor of Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday Spiked Refreshers, weekend flavor any day of the week. Celebrate responsibly. Non-carbonated, naturally flavored with other natural flavors. 21 and up, contains alcohol. 2024 Molson Coors Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
All
rights of this broadcast are reserved. Any rebroadcast, re-recording, retransmission, or other use of this broadcast without the express written permission of the Green Bay Packers Incorporated is prohibited. Today's weather check brought to you by Bryant Heating and Cooling. Hey, fans, it's our favorite season of Wisconsin, football season. Enjoy the game. Leave the other seasons up to Bryant, who will do whatever it takes to keep your heating and cooling system running efficiently. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. Temperature at Lincoln Financial Field, 38 degrees, very, very light winds, humidity 66%. All in all, a beautiful late afternoon into the early evening in January in Philadelphia. The injury report brought to you by the personal injury attorneys of Hupie and Abraham. Hupie and Abraham, voted best, rated best year after year. Hupie and Abraham, over $1 billion collected for their clients. Visit Hupie.com. For the Packers on the injury report, Zane Anderson out due to a concussion, the safety. Tackle Andre Dillard out with a concussion as well. And Christian Watson has not been placed on IR. He will not play here today with that knee injury. For the Philadelphia Eagles, they put Jack Driscoll, an offensive lineman, on the injured reserve list with an ankle injury. Trevor Keegan, offensive guard, out due to an illness. And Byron Young, a defensive tackle, is out with a hamstring injury. Devontae Smith, who did not practice all week, he will play in the ball game here today. We welcome in Larry McCarron. Packers all time 27-17 against the Eagles in the regular season. Postseason, Green Bay 1-2 against Philadelphia. And all three games, Rock, have come here in the city of brotherly love.
Of course, the one freshest in my mind is the one in 2010, or after the 2010 season, where the Packers emerged victorious and went on a consequent winning Super Bowl run. I'm hoping for more of the same, to be quite honest.
Yeah, exactly. And in that game, the defense got the crucial stop, as they did so often during that Super Bowl run of 2010. Tremont Williams in the end zone to our right intercepted Michael Vick as he was driving the Eagles into scoring position and sealed it for the Packers, who went on the next week to beat the number one seed in Atlanta and then win the NFC Championship game in Chicago on way to Super Bowl 45, where they turned away the Philadelphia, or I should say the Pittsburgh Steelers. So this ball game here this afternoon, Rock, I think everybody in the Green Bay end of it would like to be coming in on two victories instead of two defeats. But that being said, how easy is it, or can you just turn the page to the postseason and forget everything else?
Well, hopefully, they say it's a new season, and hopefully they can turn the page. And Wayne, I think one of the big factors, because of the nature of the position, is Jordan Love's got to play well. And I thought it was interesting in the locker room this week. Jordan was asked about what's important to you to play well, and he said, without hesitation, getting off to a fast start. It allows me to play with confidence. It allows me to play free. And I thought that was an interesting choice of words. He's used it before. So when Jordan is cooking the way he wants to cook, he is playing free. And they need that. And I think another thing, they got to get Jaden Reed involved more. Jaden Reed, against the Eagles in the league opener, had a catch of 70 and a round on a run that went for 33 and a touchdown, and a catch in that final drive for 33 that kind of made the game interesting when the Packers were trying to score. And if you look at the rest of the season, first half was one thing for Jaden, the second half not so much insofar as his impact on games. And I think getting him involved will really help.
You know, he had eight games under 40 receiving yards, yet he still led the team in receptions with 55 and receiving yards 857 to go along with six touchdowns. Christian Watson will not play the rest of this season. He's out with an ACL injury. Rock, there's no question. The Packers, when he's on the field, are a different offense. Just his presence stretches that defense. Who can fill that role on this receiving core today?
When it comes to the speed factor, Bo Melton is really fast. It's hard to find guys like Christian Watson, 6'4", ran a 4.3. You just don't find them. But Bo Melton can run. And, of course, it's not just the receiver group that's got to replace Christian, although I will mention Luke Musgrave, who has extraordinary vertical speed for a tight end. But it's everybody, and that begins with the running game and Josh Jacobs and the offensive line up in front of them. You got to open the way for Josh to get started, but if he gets started, that not only helps the Green Bay Packers, it prevents the Philadelphia Eagles from eating up the clock, handing it to Saquon Barkley all day. That will be big, Josh Jacobs.
Yep, no question about it. Two of the best running backs in the NFL, Josh Jacobs and, of course, Saquon Barkley going at it this afternoon. NFC wild card game between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Green Bay Packers here at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. Coming up, we'll have the coin toss and the opening kickoff. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers Football.
The Lanes on 20 is the ultimate spot to bowl, dine, and unwind this winter. Enjoy the thrill of pins crashing with daily open bowling specials and leagues great for all ages.
Yes!
Planning a birthday party? The Lanes on 20 provides the perfect setup. After striking up the fun, stop by Angry Brothers Pub for great burgers and fantastic food and drink specials as you watch a ball game or a bowl game. And don't forget the Friday fish fry, your satisfying end-of-week tradition. The fun never stops at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you got to stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Today, Denver scored the first 7 points at Buffalo. The Bills scored the next 31 and emerged with a 31-7 victory over Denver in the AFC playoffs. But this is the NFC, the Packers and the Eagles. Captains getting set to meet at the 50-yard line. Brad Allen is the official we'll be hearing from this afternoon in this wild card game.
And folks, we just witnessed one of the coolest flyovers you'll ever see. A bald eagle coming down from the upper reaches of the stadium to his handler's fist on the sideline. Boy, the crowd goes crazy. I don't blame them. That's really cool.
It really was cool. And now they're trying to get that bird back into his cage. And he's not cooperating. He wants to stay for the game. My goodness. Now that was an impressive sight indeed.
He says, why do I have to go to the cage? I just did my trick for you.
Jordan Mailata going out to the 50-yard line along with Darius Slay for the Eagles. And the Packers representative, captains Josh Jacobs, I see out there. Kenny Clark. And I'm trying to see the other representative, Brandon McManus. Here's Brad Allen.
Congratulations, gentlemen, and welcome to the NFC wildcard game. For our coin today, the NFC logo will be heads. NFL shield will be tails. I need your option, heads or tails?
Tails.
The call is tails. Yes. You've won the toss. Philadelphia has won, has opted to defer. You will receive. In which direction will you kick? All right, Green Bay will receive. Good luck, gentlemen.
The Packers in their traveling white jerseys, gold helmets, gold pants, green numbers, Philadelphia, solid green helmets, green jerseys, white pants, and white numbers. The coin toss for today's game sponsored by Baird. Baird, putting the best into the financial industry to work for you. Discover the Baird difference. Visit BairdDifference.com. John Kuhn, as you know firsthand, this is a notoriously tough environment for the visiting team.
Well, Wayne, you could not ask for a better scene for a big-time playoff game than what we have right here tonight. It's going to be loud. It's going to be rowdy. And the Philadelphia Eagles are a formidable opponent. But they are the opponent that Josh Jacobs, Packers running back, said he wanted to see. He said he still laments on that first game, that the O-line gave him some opportunity. Football team may be two entirely different things, and the Packers know that if it's going to get out of here with a win here tonight, it's going to have to be all hands on deck. Defensive end Rashawn Gary had a message for his teammates here tonight. He said he was going to tell them to come out and write their own destiny, not on paper with the pen, but with your play on the field, and not for yourself, but for the man beside you. It's going to be all hands on deck here tonight, Wayne.
Crowd waving white towels, quite a sight. Getting sent to kick it away, Jake Elliott, who has struggled this season, both in kickoffs and long field goals, will be doing this kickoff. Braden Mann, the punter, has done a majority of the kicking during the regular season. Keyshawn Nixon back deep. The up man is Bo Melton for the Packers.
Packers finished the regular season 14th in kickoff returns, averaging 28-plus.
Philadelphia 22nd in kick coverage at 28.6. Great to have you with us. NFC Wild Card from Philadelphia. Here's the run-up, a swing of the right leg, high end-over-end boot, and waiting 40, yard deep in the end zone, left side. Here comes Dixon to the 10-20. Finds a hole, 25, ooh, fights his way, hammered down, ball comes loose. Eagles say they've got it just short of the 30-yard line. Head up, pile up. Keyshawn Nixon into a crowd, and he got hit hard. The ball may have popped loose, and they're trying to unravel the pile.
The big hit by former Packer Aaron Burks.
And as they unravel the pile, the indication Philadelphia football near the Green Bay 28-yard line. Wow, what a way to start.
Not the fast start Matt LaFleur and company were hoping for. It was a heck of a hit by Aaron Burks. Nose right on the football.
So, first and 10, Philadelphia. Jalen Hurts has taken 12 snaps, thrown four passes in the last 3 weeks of the regular season. He went out with a concussion a few weeks ago, and and that was in Washington, and hasn't played since.
The ruling on the field of a fumble with recovery by Philadelphia is under further review.
This is under league review from what I can tell. John Kuhn, it's not Matt LaFleur did not throw a challenge flag here, correct?
No, this is a buzz down. This is New York calling down to the field, letting them know that they need to take another look at this. And as the referees are taking another look, the training staff for the Green Bay Packers are taking a look at Keyshawn Nixon after that big hit that he just took there. So Keyshawn Nixon not out on the field for the defense to start this drive.
Oh, boy. double whammy. Keyshawn's going to the medical tent across the way behind the Packers bench.
I mean, that was a thunderous hit by Burks. But it might have been Keyshawn who also recovered his own fumble. And doing so under the duress of injury, pretty heroic.
So, in a moment, we should be hearing Brad Allen on the...
I think the Packers have a heck of a chance here with this review from New York.
Brad Allen continues at the monitor talking with people in New York. The football is at the 28-yard line. Will it be Green Bay ball or Philadelphia ball? Here's the call.
After reviewing the play, the ruling on the field stands.
It stays with Philadelphia, and the Eagles a golden opportunity to break on top. You may recall the game in Brazil. The Packers forced two turnovers deep in Philadelphia territory in the first quarter of that game and came away with just field goals. So the Eagles first and 10 of the Green Bay, 28-yard line.
Quay, Walker, Wayne, and Evan Williams starting. They've both been out three games with injuries.
Stokes on one side of the cornerback core on the left side of the defense. Valentine on the right. The Eagles stack two receivers to the left. That's Brown and Smith. Now Smith goes in motion to the right in the pistol and handoff to Barkley. Up the middle, slanting left. Breaks a tackle, 20 on his feet. Outside of the numbers to the 15. Storm back short of the 10-yard line at the 12. 16-yard run. Walker and McKinney on the hits.
Barkley breaking it outside, and a bad missed tackle by Carrington Valentine on the edge made that a decent play into a real good one.
So first down, first and 10 to the 12-yard line at Green Bay. We are just underway in Philadelphia. Barkley in an offset eye. Kari Blasingame, elevated from the practice squad this morning, is the fullback. Jalen Hurts looks it over. Two tight ends right side of the line. They get motion by Calcaterra, tight end to the left. Hurts under center, ticks. Hands off to Barkley. Jump cuts left and is hit and taken down right near the line of scrimmage. T.J. Slayton got there along with Edger and Cooper to team up on the tackle. Gain of one to the 11-yard line of Green Bay, second and 9, Philadelphia.
Real nice job by T.J. just defeating Cam Jurgens, the only normal-sized human being on the Eagles' offensive line. 6'3", 303. T.J. Slayton won the battle of big guys.
Three receivers to the right. Tight end Dallas Goedert standing up left side of the line. Hurts in the shotgun. Barkley to his right. They get motion by Smith to the left. Snap to Hurts. In the pocket. Waiting. Still looking. Lots of time.
All day.
Way too much time. Fires end zone. Touchdown. Jahan Dotson uncovered. Back line of the end zone. On the near left side, and the Eagles on an 11-yard touchdown pass take a 6-0 lead.
Wayne, quite frankly, that is just too long to give Jalen Hurts and whoever catching the ball. In those situations, in the red zone, near the goal line, they can run all over the end zone. And wait, and Jalen Hurts had the time to wait till he uncovered, hits him with a strike. And we're behind.
Extra point try. Jake Elliott, snap and placement. The kick is up. It is good. A couple of bad things happen. A fumble lost on the kickoff return by Keyshawn Nixon. Packers fail to get pressure on a four-man rush. And the Eagles score an 11-yard touchdown pass and have a 7-0 lead early going first quarter. From the U.S. Cellular broadcast booth, this is the Packers Radio Network.
Your favorite green and gold football team only plays 17 regular games a season, but North Dakota is the place to play all year round. Kick off a great vacation in our breathtaking landscapes. Keep your team hustling with all of our live entertainment and attractions. Then catch the fish of your life. If your goal is fun, just say, "Hello, North Dakota." Start planning at HelloND.com. North Dakota, be legendary.
At Case IH, we know you work hard all year to maximize your yield at harvest. And to do that, you need a combine that works as hard as you do. That's why we built the new AF11 with more horsepower, more efficiency, and more capacity than any other combine out there. Plus, built-in automation to harvest more easily than ever before. To do more with every engine hour, you need equipment that's as good as you are. You need the best in your field. Visit your local Case IH dealer for more on the AF11.
When it comes to getting care, we all need a winning strategy. And the best way to get there is through Ascension Wisconsin Care Teams. From routine to specialty care, they empower you by listening, respecting your experiences, and working with you to create a game plan that works. Put an Ascension Wisconsin doctor on your team to connect the dots to labs, imaging, specialists, and any other care you need. Schedule now at ascension.org/Wisconsin Care.
Hi, this is Wayne Larrabee. As we step into the new year, the Packers are ready to step up and deliver some big playoff performances, channeling the same type of passion that fuels Chevrolet's award-winning lineup. From Silverado, always ready, steady, and strong, to the all-new Equinox, loaded with dynamic style and practical dependability. All the great reasons and more why I drive Chevy. Proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. See your Southeastern Wisconsin Chevy dealer today and visit WisconsinDriveChevy.com.
I'm Chandra Lynn. It's time for Look Around the League, presented by Cousin Subs. We believe in better. The Broncos season came to an end earlier today out east, losing to the Bills 31-7. Now we send it back to Wayne Larrabee.
Thank you, Chandra Lynn. Keyshawn Nixon is back on the field, set to return this kickoff. 7-0 Philadelphia on a short three-play, 28-yard drive. 13:21 to go in this first quarter from Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. So the youngest team in the NFL, the Packers did not get off to the start they had hoped for by any means. And now we'll have to battle from behind here in the early going of this one. Elliott sent to boot from right to left. And here's the run-up. Swing to the right leg. Good end-over-end kick toward the far left side. Nixon at the 1. Turns upfield outside of the numbers. 15-20. Cutting it back toward the hash mark. He's to the 20. Looking to make the turn. Trying to get an angle. And he's pulled down short of the 25-yard line. Could not quite get around Kenneth Gainwell, the running back covering on special teams, and a penalty marker down across the way. Brad Allen taking his time making this call.
During the run, holding, return team number 86, 10-yard penalty from the end of the play, first down.
John Fitzpatrick, a tight end, guilty. Quality and savings always at a value are just some of the many reasons Packers fans shop at Quick Trip. Quick Trip, official coffee of your Green Bay Packers. So the Packers start this drive instead of out beyond the 20, back at the Green Bay 13-yard line, trailing 7-0.
In the Eagles kickoff coverage unit, they're certainly outperforming its 22nd ranking in the league during the regular season.
Tight end Tucker Kraft in motion to the left. In the shotgun, Jordan Love, down 7-0. He's got Jacobs to his right. Single receiver to the right side, Dobbs. Snap and a play action. Looking to throw, winging it deep over the middle. Pass nearly intercepted. Overshot Dontavian Wicks, and it was almost picked away. Secondary by C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who led the Eagles with 6 interceptions, 3rd in the NFL this season.
Jordan had plenty of time, no problem there. The problem was the throw. He just kind of airmailed it, got away from him.
174 straight passing attempts without an interception. Only Patrick Mahomes has a longer current streak in the NFL. In the shotgun on 2nd and 10 from the Green Bay 13. Love looks it over. Jacobs to his left. Reed in motion to the left side. Give Jacobs. Gets a block off the right side, but it's hit in the hole at the 15-yard line by Nolan Smith Jr., the outside linebacker. Pickup of 2, 3rd and 8.
Packers pulling Tucker Kraft across the formation, but inside of his block, Zach Tom couldn't get Nolan Smith finished off.
Tucker made the block on Zach Bond. But as you mentioned, Smith filled the hole. Now alone to the shotgun. Three receivers left, two to the right. Five wides on third down and eight. Third and eight, Green Bay 15th in the league. 39.5% on third down. Here's the snap. Love with time. Now under pressure. Bottled up. Scrambles left. Buys time. Rainbows left side and threw it away down the left sidelines. The Eagles got some pressure. Milton Williams, defensive end, in the 3-4 look. And it's fourth down, Green Bay, 1-2-3 and out.
Williams pulling Elton Jenkins, who's a good pass blocker, but Williams is also a good rusher. He won that one.
Cooper DeJean back deep to receive this punt. Seventh in the NFL, averaging 10 yards per punt return on 21 returns. Daniel Whelan on in punt formation. Here's the snap. Whelan takes. Under no pressure, gets away. A high spiral carrying straight on to DeJean at the left hash mark. He's hit immediately and down he goes. 35-yard line of Philadelphia. Bo Melton made the hit for Green Bay. 49-yard punt, no return. And the Eagles back on the field offensively, leading by the score of 7-0. Packers Radio, presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers Football.
As a professional in your field, have you ever wanted to give back to your community? CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. Career and Technical Educators are professionals who teach the next generation of students going into these fields. CTEs are important because they help shape the future workforce. CTE not only benefits the student learning the program, but the teacher who teaches it.
CTE has impacted me personally because, one, I'm a product of CTE. I was a student in these classes when I was in high school. But also, as a teacher, I get to build these relationships with students. And it's not just subject matter. It's a potential career. It's a potential passion. And you get to work with students and see them going on to careers in this field. I get to work with students in the most unique setting, a setting that's technical, creative, and hands-on. And I think when you bring teachers and students together like that, you get to see a different side of their potential. There is nothing more exciting than that.
If this seems like something you'd be interested in, go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE.
Ooma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm. I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Today's game brought to you by Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling, brewed for Wisconsin. It's Miller time. U.S. Cellular, the official wireless partner of the Packers. They believe in genuine connections over digital distractions. Put your phone in us mode and do less scrolling, more cheering. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Well, the youngest team in the NFL, the Packers, need their defense, a top 10 defense, to settle things down here in this first quarter. Philadelphia leading 7-0, 12:09 to go in the first. Eagles first and 10, ball to the left hash mark. 35-yard line of Philadelphia, they work from right to left. Hurts in the shotgun, Smith in motion to the left. The handoff to Barkley, picks his way up the middle, and between the hash marks, probes to the 38-yard line, a gain of 3, maybe 4, depending on the spot of the ball. Kenny Clark and Devontae Wyatt respond for Green Bay. The Packers, much improved run defense, 7th overall in the league. And the Eagles go no huddle on 2nd and 7 from their 38. Two receivers right, one to the left. Faking the handoff, Hurts looks to throw under no pressure. Dumps it off left side, diving grab is made outside the numbers on the near side. And the catch by A.J. Brown under the coverage of Carrington Valentine. Across the 45 at the 47-yard line of Philadelphia, first down, gain of 10. No huddle Eagles again. And this time the handoff to Barkley, slanting off the right side, cut down as he cuts from left to right through the middle of the hash marks. And Quay Walker made an undercut move and tumbled him down, short of the 50 at the 49 of Philadelphia. Gain of about two, maybe three.
Need a lot of those against Saquon Barkley.
Make it a gain of about 2 second down and eight. Philadelphia football just short of the midfield marker. Packers change up defensively. Eagles send Brown to the right side. They stack two receivers, Dotson and Smith on the left.
Packers changing edge rushers, Brenton Cox and Rashawn Gary coming back in the ballgame.
Hurts in the shotgun, gets the snap from Cam Jurgens, backpedals, has time, still looking, throws it left side. He's got Calcaterra out of bounds. Calcaterra, the tight end, inside the 50 near the 47 of Green Bay. Bullard had coverage on the play for the Packers, and the Eagles are facing a third down off a gain of four, third and about five. Maybe a little less than that.
Just out to the flat. Underneath Bullard's coverage, it wasn't real tight.
Football just outside the 45 of Green Bay at the 47. Three receivers spread to the right. They stack two receivers to the left. Hurts alone on the shotgun. Barkley on the wing. Left side comes in motion back behind the backfield. Snap to Barkley, throws right flat, and it Hurts gets Barkley in the flat, and he's roped down beautifully. Well done, Javon Bullard. On the far side in front of the Packers bench, near the 48-yard line, making the 47 of Green Bay no gain.
Real nice job by Bullard, the Packers nickelback this afternoon, of playing off the block. They had a blocker, A.J. Brown, for him. And Bullard looked like a linebacker, hand shivering Brown away and making the tackle.
So it's fourth down and five. No gain on that play. On in punt formation now is Braden Mann. He plays 20 inside the 20-yard line with seven touchbacks. Jaden Reed waiting for this punt at the Green Bay 10 on the left hash marks. Here's the snap, and he moves forward. Mann gets his kick away, and Reed lets it go, hits on the four, and caroms into the end zone. Good judgment on the part of Jaden Reed to let that one go. And the Packers will take over first and 10 to their 20-yard line. Still trailing 7-0, 9:13 to go. We are first quarter of play in Philadelphia. Packers Radio, presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Quality. It's a word we hear at Quick Trip. Don't take lightly. That's why we back every drop of our gasoline with our quality gasoline guarantee.